Between the Covers, a series designed around who and what can be done and achieved by patients, planning and working in a community of like-minded, successful people. This podcast series is for anyone looking at becoming a successful published author and those looking to understand the mind of a writer and the goals of a publisher. Proudly sponsored by Shoreline Publishing. Welcome and enjoy.
Everybody, welcome to Between the Covers. My name is Bradley Shaw, and tonight I'm speaking to Gillian Wells, author of the sequel to Alone called Consequences. Hello, Jill. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Bradley. Hello.
Please, as you're used to being a featured author on our screen, tell us about this new book that we're now seeing coming out soon.
Well, I'm really excited about Consequences. There's multiple things happening in it. Rachel, at the time, was one of my favourite protagonists when I wrote Alone. And there was some unfinished business in Alone, as far as I was concerned. So I thought about it afterwards, and I thought, yes, I need to finish that business off. But the funny thing is that although lots of people have read the book, every single person I've asked hasn't got a clue what the unfinished business was. It's just rather fun.
Well, they haven't delved into it as deeply as you did, of course.
Well, I suppose it's quite subtle. It wasn't terribly obvious what it was. But, anyway, hopefully people will enjoy finding out what it is.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, the feedback from Alone has been great. You've got some really great responses to that. I think people are hungry for this book. So was it, even though you knew the trigger, was it difficult to write a sequel, I guess, and make it that much of a story, like really evolve the character? Would you find that a challenge?
No, I didn't actually, because I really like Rachel and I like the other characters in the book. It was actually great fun bringing some of them back and polishing them off again and all sorts of things like that. So it was quite interesting because the book moves on 5 years. Mm. So it was quite interesting to think how they might have spent those 5 years and how I could make them sort of into somebody else in a sense, or into a slightly different or older character.
Yeah, yeah. And it's good that maturity can grow in a story, like your character, as you say. And I think that's a great stepping stone for authors to grow into their own writing style as well, because obviously you were comfortable with the way you wrote Alone, and then having Consequences, you also had, as you said, a delving ability to understand them more. So it was probably, was it more easy for writing them, or as in your style? Or
yeah, I think so. I mean, I brought in some fresh characters. I brought in mother and father-in-law for Rachel and the extended family of Mike's and things like that, his brothers. And yeah, there was quite a few new characters, but also some of the older ones popped up, like the undercover policeman and the artist and all those characters popped up as well. So,
awesome, well done.
It was great fun writing it.
So you didn't, when you wrote Alone, you didn't plan for a sequel, you just sort of let that happened, but at the end, as you said, it hard then to master that, to say, okay, well, if I'm going to do that, then this is the plot line I have to create? Or
it was quite by accident. The unfinished business wasn't exactly by accident, but it was just an idea that I had at the back of my mind. And it wasn't till I'd finished Alone and sat back and thought about it that I thought, yes, I could actually build on that and write a second book. And partly, as I say, because I really liked Rachel, one or two people said, there's a lot of me in Rachel. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Because she's so young and sprightly and lovely. Is that what you're saying?
Of course, yes.
Okay. Well, so So is this going to be the end for Rachel? Will this be, or is there another idea that you may have come up again?
I think that's probably the end for Rachel, because yeah, there's three more manuscripts that you've got that are completely different.
Different again?
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. So with Consequences, did you find, is it predictable to write a sequel to a story that you've already evolved to? Do you find that, you know, you have to be more challenged to be more interesting and creative to keep that, you know, for the reader's expectation as well?
I don't think so. I found it easy. Maybe it's just me, but I found it really easy to write the sequel as I say, it was lots of fun.
I only ask because sequels are often criticised more than the first, because people measure, you know, their enjoyment of the first one to then getting, am I going to get the same thrill? Am I going to get the same excitement? Am I going to have the same fun out of, you know, happen? So,
and of course, I've read sequels and I've
put pressure on people.
Yes.
On the writer, the writer's like, I can't do that. That's why, like, I always say to writers, like, it's worse having a bestseller than it is to get there. Because once you have a bestseller, you can never write again, because you think, oh my God, I'll never be able to write that. I'll never be able to do that again. You know?
That's right.
It's always better to have an acceptable, moderate success.
A level playing field.
That's right. Just stay calm.
Well, hopefully people will enjoy it anyway. There's lots of twists and turns and unexpected things happen and whatnot. So hopefully.
Well, you said Rachel was your favourite character from Alone and in this book, but who else? In this book particularly, who else was your favourite character? Who did you enjoy writing?
I enjoy writing Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I quite enjoy the children as well.
Yeah.
They've grown up a little bit. Yes, I think probably those three characters. And the next door neighbours are really lovely.
Yeah.
So, yes. And Josh.
Did you say the next door neighbours are lovely?
Yes.
Oh, so this is a work of fiction. No, I'm joking. No, we all love our neighbours. They're all beautiful people. We know that.
I've got a really nice next-door neighbour. I'm lucky.
Yeah. So have I. If they stay on their side of the fence, otherwise they get electrocuted. No, just checking. So tell me, the person, the character you didn't like the most, who may that be at that time?
Characters I didn't like.
Yeah. Who was like, you know, someone you wrote and you didn't really like who they were, but you knew they had to be the bad guy, or they had to be there for the story?
Well, there's Johnny, Rachel's son, of course.
Mm.
And then there's his girlfriend, who only makes a very brief appearance.
Okay. Good. That's probably a good thing.
So other characters that came into the Consequences weren't actually in Alone, the nasty ones or the not such nice ones. they're the new characters that... some of them I don't like at all.
Okay, So that, based on that, what do you hope readers will get out of this sequel? What are you looking forward to their response? What are you hoping they say?
Well, I hope they'll enjoy it as much as I've enjoyed writing it. Mm. And as I've said before, if I've made them laugh and make them cry, then I'll have done a good job.
Definitely.
Mike's ex-wife, she features in it this time, and I do mention that she has a new husband in Alone, and he's not particularly nice, that's another character.
Oh, okay, the plot thickens. So we'll have this out and about, and this book, everybody watching, this will be available everywhere great books are sold and through our website on Shoreline Publishing. So you have to keep posted. Julian's got a number of books out too. So if you haven't read Alone, you grab that first, and then you grab Consequence to follow it up. But having said that, Julian, if anyone actually just reads Consequences, will they find that it has to be related to the story? Have you written it in a way that you feel it can give it an identity of its own?
It has got an identity of its own. I'm pretty sure people can read it. And hopefully if they read it, they might then want to read it alone.
That's exactly right.
because there's a lot of references to what had happened before. So hopefully if they read Consequences first, they'll then go out and buy a loan.
Both available on the website, so you can get both of them everywhere.
They are standalone books, I think, on their own.
Yes. Well, I love your writing. I think they're great, the way you write your things, your characters and your stories. So well thought out and easy to read, which I like. So you don't put too much, don't overthink the narrative, which is important. So for everybody watching, I do hope you rush out and grab Julian's new book, Consequences, available in November, coming to every bookstore you can possibly get one. And go to your bookstores if you can to buy the book, because, local bookstores are an industry that we need to support in retail. But again, you can get it online as well. But thank you, everybody. Thank you, Jill, for sharing.
Thank you very much, Bradley. Thank you for having me.
No, it's a pleasure always. And everybody, please take care, stay safe during this time. And you too, Jill, we'll see you very soon in person, all going to plan. Do you know, everybody watching, just as a heads up, Julie and I have never met in person because of COVID, actually. When we started this process of publisher and author, we have not had time. I have not met most of my authors in the last 18 months, and it's very frustrating.
It's 2 years ago since we first got chatting.
I know. I am so looking forward to getting up to Queensland, and I hope the Premier has the good sense to hope that happened and everybody can participate in the COVID issues. But please, everybody, do stay safe, do be sensible. And and while you're waiting, buy a book called Consequences from Julian Wells, and support a hungry author. Anyway, take care, everyone.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of Between the Covers, produced by Shoreline Publishing.